The Senate Democrats are not prepared to balance the budget of the state of Florida on the backs of the youngest, the oldest, the sickest, the weakest, the poorest, and the students of the state of Florida. The Republicans have brought us up here with a false choice. They have told us that the only options available to us are, do we want to cut more from schools, or do we want to cut more from sick people, or do we want to let dangerous prisoners out on the streets? And our answer is no, D, none of the above. We recognize we have to have a balanced budget. And we are prepared to work with our Republican colleagues on we believe that we need to raise additional revenue as well. We are prepared to work with our Republican colleagues on how much we raise and on where it comes from. The money can come from additional gambling dollars. The money can come from repealing some of Jeb's special interest tax cuts. The money can come from repealing some of the special interest sales tax exemptions, many of which could never have passed in the light of day. As I'm sure you know, many of those amendments were passed as amendments to other bills that could not have undergone a strict fiscal scrutiny. You know, we think some of those should be repealed. So we're prepared to work with our Republican colleagues as to what the source of the money should be. We're also prepared to work with our Republican colleagues as to how much. If we have to cut $2 billion between now and the end of the session in May, I'm not saying whether we should raise $1.5 billion of new revenue and cut $500 million or whether we should cut $1.5 billion and only raise $500 million.
Let me ask you this. The Palm Beach Post listed over the weekend a likely cut list, and that includes $138 million from public schools, $45 million from state universities, $150 million in payments to nursing homes. Are you okay with any of that?
I'm not okay with any of that, but we recognize that in hard times, some cuts may need to be made, but it is the Senate Democratic position that it's not just cuts. If we were shown from the Republican leadership that they recognize politics is the art of compromise, if we ended up raising new money, just for the sake of argument, that list you're talking about is about $1 billion worth of cuts. If we were to raise $500 million in new money now and cut those cuts in half, would we go along with that? Well, yeah, probably we would, because we recognize you have to have a balanced budget. But again, the false choice is where they're telling us that our only option is to make these large cuts and that no additional revenue is acceptable.
Right, right.
You know, if they told us, look, we recognize these are hard times, so here's what we'll do. We're going to make some cuts and look for some new revenue to together balance the budget. We would be there working with our Republican colleagues to find an acceptable solution. But if they tell us, hey, we have made the decision, you are no part of this decision, we've made the decision, the only thing that's acceptable is to cut, 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 and we're not going to repeal any of the special interest tax breaks that we're given, then they can do that just with Republican votes.